Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Move over Deflategate. The Red Sox are now embroiled in scandal for stealing signs. And it's not that stealing signs is wrong or anything new. It's that the Sox are accused of using electronics to do it, specifically an Apple Watch. Major League Baseball is investigating what's being dubbed Applegate or iGate. WBUR's Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is here to explain what happened. So, Shira, what are the Red Sox actually accused of doing?
Well, basically, they're accused of using electronics to steal signs from opposing catchers and gain an advantage by knowing what pitch to expect next.
Have the Sox admitted to doing this?
Well, according to the New York Times, they have admitted to doing this. The commissioner's office was presented with video evidence, and then the commissioner's office went to the Red Sox and said, hey, here's the evidence that we have. And the Red Sox said, yep. You caught us.
Okay, so this is very interesting. It comes down, at least right now, to a series with the Yankees at Fenway Park in August. Tell us what happened.
So this is what they're saying. They're saying that they have someone in the clubhouse. This is according to multiple reports. And that person in the clubhouse is in charge of watching video replays to determine what plays should be challenged on the field. Well, not only was that person in the clubhouse doing that, he was also looking to steal signals and then take those signals and relay them to an assistant trainer in the dugout.
How?
Via the Apple Watch. And then that assistant trainer would tell some other players or signal to other players in the dugout what was coming up. And then those players in the dugout would signal to the base runners, the Red Sox base runners, what pitch was coming up. And then the base runners would signal to the batter.
But that part doesn't involve watches. I mean, that's just
no,
good
it's the
signals,
relay.
It's
the problem comes with the taking the signals off the video and then relaying it to the dugout via the Apple Watch, using the electronic system there or systems to gain an advantage.
So what are the Red Sox saying?
Basically, they're saying, we want to talk about this. It's best for us to talk about this rather than to sort of push it aside.
Although that only happened after the
It only happened after the New York Times article. And while the Red Sox president, Dave Dombrowski, in his press conference didn't want to touch on the use of electronics in this whole matter, he did talk about the long history of signal stealing in baseball and whether or not he thinks it's wrong.
Do I think sign stealing is wrong? No. People are trying to win however they can. It's an edge that they try to gain. And sometimes sophistication of signs can make a difference.
A lot of cameras there, Shira.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were a lot of people interested in what's going on because of the history in New England and sports teams and cheating. I mean, this was on all the back pages of all the New York tabloids.
What are they saying?
The New York Post back cover had a headline that read, "More New England Dirty Tricks, Boston Cheat Party." So they're having a bit of fun with it at New England's expense.
Well, two can play at this game.
They can.
The Sox have accused the Yankees of dirty tricks.
Yeah. So as soon as this news broke about the Red Sox signal stealing through an Apple Watch, the Red Sox accused the Yankees of using video to steal signals. And Major League Baseball said that it is investigating both claims. The Yankees said there is no chance, but the interesting thing that we have to watch is what punishment comes down. What will the commissioner do?
What are the possibilities?
Well, I mean, he could potentially take away a win or two. I don't think it'll come to that. I think you might see some fines, possibly some suspensions. Whatever they decide on has to be an effective deterrent so that you don't have teams trying to figure out more subtle ways to use electronics to steal signals, and you don't want an escalating sort of arms race mentality about this.
If there isn't one already.
Yes, that's true.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer on the investigation of the Red Sox sign-stealing caper. Thank you.
Thank you.